Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global 14, The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Yeah, it's another Wednesday, and so I'm back, host Onyx Online, which you also have host Golden Fleece, and he is live and direct. What's good?
What's good, homie? What's the deal? Another Wednesday. Damn, we in October now, man. We close to another year ending, man. It's coming up real fast, too.
I know. I was just thinking that we were just talking about that, me and the family last night, how when you walk in the store, every holiday coming up is there, ready for you to get, grab, whatever you need. So it's coming up quick, and they're reminding you, too, by having it all on display. So it's crazy. You know, and these Wednesdays.
Wreaths on the door, people get light. People get started early when it comes to the holidays, man. You're already seeing it happen.
They do. I don't really know when it used to be like a rule, an unsaid rule, that you couldn't put up like Christmas stuff until like after Thanksgiving and stuff like that. But now it's like people, like even my neighbor, she had Halloween stuff up like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, yo, we're not even in October yet. So that tripped me out and let me know that, okay, dang, I guess I need to get ready for the end of the, you know, October. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, so I will say this. So last week, everybody that, and shout out to everybody that's tuning in and has hung in with us this year. You know, we human, we sometimes get cold, and, you know, we got stuff going on. So, and then we have other commitments as it relates to this show and other projects as well outside of this show. So thank y'all for staying dedicated and true to the game and true to the G, Global 14 The Cut, which is via Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, and that's www.global14.com. And, yeah, so we're back this Wednesday. Last week, Wednesday, we had the song review, and we had some two guest DJs come through to kind of give their opinion on the records that we played, and we did add some of those records, and we will be spinning you guys' records. So keep supporting, stay tuned, keep sending your records, and Golden, I know if you could let everybody know, because you do it so well when you say it, you got to get straight to the point of how we do take the record submissions when we do those release shows.
Oh, no doubt, man. And, yeah, listen closely, too, because the reviews are going to be getting even crazier. You know, Onyx and I, you know, we talking how we can revamp some stuff, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you just hit us up on our social networks. Onyx is Onyx254, basically on everything from Twitter to Instagram to Global 14. I'm the same way, the Golden Fleece on Twitter, on Instagram, Golden Fleece on Global14.com. We'd love for you to message us instead of just putting it on our timelines, things like that, because, again, we want to try to establish relationships with the people that we play on the show. And we also want you guys to tell us background on the song. Do you got a project coming up? We just don't want to put it out there and not know nothing else about you. You know what I'm saying? So let us know exactly what you're trying to do. We'll be more than happy to put it on there. And like she says, we might have guests on, and it's all creative, constructive criticism. Your stuff might be ready to go, and we love it. And your stuff might need a little work, and we say so, but our opinion isn't the end-all, be-all, but we find out the shows are much better like that when we feed off the audience, they feed off us, because we may be thinking something that you was thinking about putting in a record, but you didn't, or you may tell us something that we, you know what, you right, you know what I'm saying? So we like to do it like that. So just hit us up on the social networks. I mean, every fucking thing is a social network now, so you can get in touch with anybody, anywhere, but just make sure you just don't spam the timeline with it. Yeah. Hit us up, DM, private inbox, whatever, let us know about the record. We'd be more than happy to get you on the show.
No doubt. Stayed up. And you know what? I'm glad that you said about having special guests and whatnot, because the whole thing about having those DJs on is they actually was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put that on my next mixtape. Another one had an internet radio station that catered to a specific genre. So now they're getting opportunities on other radio stations, as well as getting on mixtapes and being played in the club out there in the Midwest, because that's where these DJs came from. So they're coming from different regions, not the same DJ. Yeah, it was a really good book. Also, Turk called in. You know, Turk is like family now when as it relates to the show. So
yeah, he's going through some things too, man. I saw on his Instagram. Thank God his wife pulled through that surgery. I guess she found out that she had breast cancer. So shout out Turk, man. And, you know, that boy is pushing real heavy out there. And, you know, you got these little pitfalls that you have to hurdle over and get through. But thank God that she made it through. And I think on his Instagram he said today she was cancer-free. They removed it. So, you know, she should be out of those woods. So, you know, shout out to Turk and his wife and his two kids.
Absolutely. Definitely have to keep everyone in our thoughts and prayers and wish the best for now and for moving forward, because it's a little crazy, especially around this time of the year, the holidays. So, unfortunately, having faith, you have to trust in God's plan. And so I'm glad that for God's will and plan that she was taken care of, and, you know, she's here and healthy and ready to you know, push through and persevere. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that with everybody. Also, you guys, really tonight is just us making sure that we're consistent with you guys and letting you hear our voices, letting our presence be felt and seen as far as social networks is concerned. We don't have a special guest. It's just myself and Golden, and we can chop it up real quick and just give you guys a few new tidbits. Also, we just really, the main thing is Jacket Edge is going to be on the show next Wednesday. How crazy and dope is that? I'm super amped and excited. Super excited to have them. And you guys got to forgive me if I sound a little out of it. I'm trying to fight back a cold. You already know how it gets, but I'm taking vitamins. I'm drinking my water. I'm doing what I need to do, taking care of myself. So bear with me. You know, I'm going to share that with y'all because that's just how we do on the show. We always talk about what it is we did that weekend or whatever. So hang in there with me.
Glad
but, yeah, I am excited.
Huh? Glad it's just
so bad. Right?
Now we got Ebola in the United States. I mean, I'm telling you right now, man, this shit gets so crazy at times about these type of things that happen. Theories and things that are true and things that are not. It's very, very hard for me to believe that they didn't want that over here, but it's here now.
But I can't spend that much energy in trying to,
exactly.
you know what I mean? Like, investigate it, because I just don't have the time or the energy to do it. But I agree with you 100%. Just the whole, remember the movie Outbreak? You know, that used to be a joke. We would say, oh, you got Ebola virus. Now it's like, you might really have Ebola virus.
You might really have that shit.
You might really have it. So it's like, okay, this is what's going on today. And I've seen, I try to stay away from Facebook, to be honest. And I know that you do too, but
because
it's just too much and it's overwhelming. Yeah, the new feed and the drama and the girls, the pictures, it's just a lot. It's too much for me. But, I got on there today. It's Wednesday. I try to get on there, try to speak and support others and see what's going on, see what's popping, especially when I'm tagged or mentioned. I hate to be tagged and spam. But I saw this post, a long post with like 100 comments about the Ebola thing, and it was just back and forth. And then it went to a Mexico topic about illegal immigrants coming in. And I was just like, this is too much for me right now to even try to process. So I just logged out, but it's very real and it's very unfortunate. So this is just something that I have to keep at arm's length, if you will, and with the long handled spoon, we say, and just for me, just try to not watch so much news because it's upsetting. And like you said, I find it very hard to believe that it couldn't have been prevented. But that's just me, and apparently your thoughts are the same. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know, it's just kind of crazy, man. You have to really realize that it's wiped out a lot of Africans, man. I mean, you know, we talked about more than 3,000 people, you know, just catching this shit and dying. And, you know, when they first talked about it and, you know, brought the people over here, cured them, they went home like it was all good. And then they were like, yeah, this shit's over there. It's not over here.
Right.
Everybody knew that they were talking too much about the shit. You feel what I'm saying? When you talk too much about the shit over here, where we shouldn't be worrying about it, then you know it's going to come through, you know? And lo and behold, everybody was like, yo, watch, that shit going to be here in a minute. And boom, you know, you got the first case in Dallas. So, you know, everybody just stay safe, you know what I mean? Try to, you want to stay informed. Of course, we don't want to watch the news to the point where we're depressed, but we also want to stay informed because you never know. Like, they could be saying some shit, and then you need to know, and you don't know, and you out there, you know, fancy free in Dallas, shaking everybody's hand, touching everybody that's coughing and shit. But hey, somebody out there had that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not,
so you
I'm
might
not
want to shake everybody's
hand.
Saying,
shaking
hands. You know what I mean?
And see, I don't do it anyway. So I'm one of the most germophobic people. I got my own stuff going. I'm not going to be shaking hands and dapping anybody up anyway. So it's going to be, again, I got to just protect me and mine and be aware, like you said, and stay informed because it's very real and it's just a shame. And there is a cure. and apparently they're holding on to it to make money or whatever the situation
is.
Again,
no doubt.
I don't even know and can't even begin to think about it. But yeah, so that, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was one thing I was hoping that we could, you know, speak on briefly. And then another thing is also the, I saw a post today about Ariana Grande being a diva, which doesn't surprise me, you know. When you put take a young artist, you take certain people and put them on, everybody's not going to be humble. We got used to it because of Twitter and Facebook, and we got used to the fact that people would tweet us back and retweet here and there, not me and you, but, you know, fans. And so when they're not like that, and when they do make demands and they do have that demeanor, then they are a diva, and it is unsettling and as far as the fan aspect, because people don't expect you to be like that no more these days. They want you to be open, free, you know, down to earth, but some people aren't like that. And but they did say she was very rude, which is not really cool, but that's her. It is what it is. And it was just a lot of different reports, and it was everywhere.
Wow.
So unfortunately, hopefully she can see these, you know, make a statement, or if she wants to be known as that, then that's fine. It is what it is. But I do see that, you know, it just was, they weren't pleased with how she reacted. And I hope that once people achieve a certain level of fame, that they would have some type of humility to and still keep grounded and know that that can be taken away from you at any time, any day. So be thankful for your gifts and your talents, and use them, and, you know, just be mindful of how you treat people. So that's what I think about
Ariana Grande. You know, the funniest part about it, just to add a little bit to that story, is that I'm a big fan of the show Big Brother. That's one of my guilty pleasures. You know what I mean? I watch that shit every summer. Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie, was on the show this season, which just ended about a few weeks ago. On the show, he was basically, throughout the show, he was hiding the fact that she was his sister, because everybody, he thought he would be a target and they would want to vote him off because, hey, your sister already got money. Get the hell out of here. We don't need a $500,000. We over here fighting for it for our family and shit like that.
Right.
You know, you already good. So he hid it throughout the most of the show. Toward the end of it, he revealed it. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody was like, yo, you know, we got to get him up out of here, just like he thought. You know what I'm saying? But one of the funniest parts about it, and it goes, I guess, to her being a diva, maybe he has some of this in him too. He's a YouTube sensation as well. So he has, like, millions of Twitter followers and millions of fans. Like, he's actually, like, a dancer and a Broadway dude. So he has a big following. So he was telling the people on the show, like, if y'all kick me off, my fans is going to come after y'all. Like, and they were getting pissed. Like, dude, who the fuck do you think you are? Like,
exactly.
I don't care how many followers you have. We playing the game hard, just like you playing the game hard. And he was basically telling them, like, if you get rid of me, you'll regret it. So fast forward to the end where they actually were picking a winner. On Big Brother, I don't know if you watch it or not, or any of the audience watches it or not, the person gets the $500,000, but then they always give a prize to America's favorite. So he pretty much thought he had that sewn up because he has so many followers and fans, right? So when the lady who announces everything was announcing, which is Julie Chen, she was announcing it, this is how they do it. They say, here's the three people that were voted America's favorite player. His face, when they were saying these names, he just knew he wanted money. His face was like, I got this in the bag. Three people that nobody knew for shit. And they voted for them. And the one that won was this old country man from fucking, like, North Carolina. He was the oldest one in the house. His face, Ariana Grande's brother's face, was priceless, because he thought he had that $25,000 in the bag.
Exactly.
And he didn't even make top three. So that goes to show you Don't get the big head thinking that you this, you that, because he swore his followers was voting for him and shit. They didn't vote for shit, and he lost. So
exactly.
That's a lesson, and that's her brother.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's not far-fetched. Now, it's like, you know, you guys, congrats. However, you know, now certain people, and then my thing, I guess the first thing that came to mind when I read it was like, wait a minute, she's nice, but she just got her comeback because she was out and did nothing at one point. And we know how the industry is, but now she's back and she's got her buzz and she's doing great. She's dating Big Sean, et cetera, et cetera.
And
but
she can sing her ass off.
She can.
I'm not gonna front. The little girl could blow.
She can, but she's not Mariah Carey level at this point to be the diva that they were describing her to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just can't. You don't have Grammys. You know what I mean? You like build up a little bit first. Like if Rihanna was doing it, then I could be like, okay, I wouldn't have nothing to say. I wouldn't even care. And I honestly don't care about this, but just for the sake of news and speaking on it, but I feel like, you know, get you a resume and then do your thing, you know? So I think that's another reason why people were so taken back. Like, wait a minute, you're just, you know, it's just you. So I think they were just like, wait a minute, it's not like you're
maybe
lying,
they got,
you know?
Got a little cockiness that runs in the family or whatever. But,
yeah,
you're right. You
Which
know,
is
everybody
cool,
should
but
remain
still.
Humble. No matter who you are, man, if you got a gift, God gave it to you, you know what I'm saying? So remain humble anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like
it can be taken away.
You'd be lucky you get these chances, and you never know what could happen. But another thing that I want to say is also in the news is, you know, to Rich Homie Quan and his whole situation. We got to get that guy on the show one of these days. But, you know, his father was shot multiple times in a robbery at his barbershop in Atlanta. So we just want to, you know, send prayers over to his pops.
Yes,
I heard he's recovering. He was in critical. But, you know, one thing that it made me think of is like, wow, you know, you work so hard to get out of, you know, get to where you want to go, which is fame. And it's like the same with Kanye, you know what I mean? Like his mom's passion because he was able to, you know, pay for her liposuction or whatever she was trying to do, you know what I'm saying? And that ended up killing her. You got people saying that Tommy Kwan beef is the reason why they running up at his father's shop shooting his father, you know what I mean?
Right.
So hopefully that's not the case, because somebody will really hate to get to where they finally to go in their career, and just because they got there, it's bringing problems to the point where people are trying to kill your family and shit. That shit's crazy.
No, it is. And you know what's so unfortunate is he's always, not always, but he's been in the and everybody goes through the media and has their hard times, but he had his times with his health, and you know, then they made amends, and I'm just like, you know, this is unfortunate. Like you say, you work so hard, and I guess that never goes away. You still have life to go through. Even Mariah Carey and her situation with Nick Cannon, you know, you still have that public scrutiny and things to deal with, as well as Beyonce and Solange in the elevator with Jay-Z. So at some point, everybody has to have, you know, I guess that
is Khalifa, Amber Rose.
Exactly. Right. Like adversity is inevitable, you know, and it doesn't discriminate either. So everybody is going to face it. And unfortunately, like you said, thank God he's doing well, but it's just a shame, like you said, how you work so hard and you do what you need to do and you can't escape whatever it is. So remember the Jennifer Hudson situation, that was tragic. And I just, I remember that like yesterday, just, you know, when we mentioned it. So
wow, I remember. Like what? Three people died. What was it? Mother?
It was her nephew.
Her brother.
Her nephew was kidnapped and missing. Yeah, her mother, her sister, and nephew. And it was the her sister or brother-in-law rather. So you know, they're in Chicago still, living in the same neighborhood. You know, they chose to stay and. Not that they had a, you know, I don't know the situation, but they were still there and they lived there, and then that's what she had to come home to, and that I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. So again, everybody has their story, and we just hope and wish everybody well, like you said, moving And yeah, it's just it's heavy all around. What else did they? I ran across a couple of things.
One thing that I really wanted to talk about with you, and see your get your opinion on this, is the K. Michelle thing. Such a big opinion on it. If this is true,
okay.
K. Michelle basically has found out that she was lying about being beat by Memph Hits. If this is true, they got court documents where in her deposition she says he never hit me in the face or anything like that. But people remember the first season of Love and Hip Hop was basically all about K. Michelle
mm-hmm.
being an abused artist
mm-hmm.
and Memph Hits beating her ass and all that
mm-hmm.
crazy shit. Now these court documents have proven, and they look very legitimate, that she's
mm-hmm.
lying. If K. Michelle
mm-hmm.
is lying about being beat while women are out here really getting their ass beat and she's lying, I have no respect for K. Michelle
yeah.
at all. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, if it's true, I just have to be like, wow, she's a talented singer, but as a human being, she
mm-hmm.
got problems. Because
yeah.
domestic violence, as we can all see every day on our television with the NFL
mm-hmm.
to Solange and Jay-Z
mm-hmm.
to everybody fighting and putting their hands on each other type shit, it ain't nothing to play with. So if you lying
right.
about it to get a storyline on a reality show, you ain't right in the dome. You're
no,
not right in the
not.
Dome. But that's what's going on about her. And I wanted to know, you know, I wonder what Honest think about this story. Could you fuck with K. Michelle if this is true? That she lied about being abused? And that's pretty
you know
much
what?
Why people fucking with her. Yeah, her music is
mm-hmm.
good, but in order to get people to really listen, because remember, K. Michelle's been out there. So
yeah.
the reality show is what really got people to sympathize with her,
okay.
start really listening to her shit again, and da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really because she was saying that, yo, this man beat my ass. Rashida and them was like, yo, you lying. I don't believe you.
Right.
And she was like
right.
fighting with them and anything. So I'm like, if she's really lying, I couldn't fuck with her, yo.
You know what? I did not know about the court documents. I think we talked about this off air, how it's great to do that extra legwork and research to kind of see what really is what's up instead of just going off these blogs. So I'm going to answer that. My response to that, let's take a quick break so we can play this record. Jermaine Dupri Pull Up featuring, oh my God, Migos. let's play this Jermaine Dupri Pull Up record. And then I'm going to definitely...
They got Ty Dolla $ign on that record too, right?
Yeah, and Ty Dolla $ign. I'm sorry. Jermaine Dupri, Ty Dolla $ign, and Migos. And we didn't get to play this because, you know, it was a lot of drama with computers and updates and just all of that on my end. And as well as Lamont. Shout out to Lamont. Yeah, Migos. Migos is on here.
Yeah, I love the Migos. One of my favorite rappers.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when he first came out, we both was excited, and we was mad when people was hating on him. But yeah, Jermaine Dupri, Pull Up, featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Migos. Let's get into this record real quick, come back, and let's talk about it's K. Michelle buying. Do I still want to rock with her? Do we still want to rock with her? She lying about the domestic abuse, go before Tina Cut back after this record.
Yo, nigga, not loving you right.
Huh?
You
know that
check.
Yo,
you gon' need a thug in your life.
Say your nigga ain't loving you right.
Yo, nigga, not loving you right.
Girl, you need a thug in your life.
You gon' need a thug in your life.
Say your nigga ain't loving you right.
Yo, nigga, not loving you right.
Girl, you need a thug in your life.
You gon' need a thug in your life.
Nobody that'll pull up.
Fuck with me.
Good week.
Long day.
Girl, you can get it wherever. love.
Come on.
I shot some. Stay with him.
Twice on
you leave with me. I see you caught up in something that you don't really wanna be. Damn, nigga, I ain't loving you right. Well, girl, you need a thug in your life. Say your nigga ain't loving you right. Well, girl, you need a thug in your life. Somebody better pull up. I see you out, you ain't looking happy. Your eyes tell me that you was in it, was out at it. When you say you want it,
yeah,
he can't afford it. He working on it. The fuck do that mean anyway? At the end of the day, you just caught up in something that you don't really wanna be. You say your nigga ain't loving you right.
Yeah.
Well, girl, you need a thug in your life.
Thug in your life.
Say your nigga ain't loving.
Crying at night, I can change your life. Put you on ice, but little mama gotta do something I like. Can't make you my wife, cause I heard you be stripping at night. And that ain't my type. You want a thug, I'll show you some love. I want you to take them trips and meet the blood.
Your nigga retire, your bitches got higher. I'm living my life like the wire. She looking at me, she admire. The pussy singing like American Idol. My diamond pissing, I'ma need me a diet. She low when I pick her up in a new spider. She won't get a wedding ring, treated a better thing. Alexander McQueen.
You say your nigga ain't loving you right. Girl, you need a thug in your life. Say your nigga ain't loving you right. Girl, you need a thug in your life. Somebody better pull up. Better pull up and beat it down. Somebody better pull up and beat it down.
Alrighty, Global 14 to cut back, and that was again Jermaine Dupri, Pull Up featuring Amigos and Ty Dolla $ign. Love Ty Dolla $ign. I'm glad he's switching it up a little bit, because at one point it got repetitive, you know what I'm saying? Or it got redundant.
Yeah.
Like, every time him and Chris Brown did, it's like, this sound like Loyal or whatever, you know, whatever the record was. Like, it just
it was a bunch of
same.
People sounding, yeah.
Exactly,
they was all sounding,
I was going to say,
you know,
a lot
the West
of
Coast sound.
Yeah.
Was sounding the same.
It was.
But he's a talented dude. I heard he plays all types of instruments and anything.
He is. I was talking to, you know, Glasses Malone the other day, and well, Bear the Week rather last week, and I mentioned that. So I told him he needs to go ahead and set up, clear his schedule so he can get on this show with us and talk about the whole what's going down on that side of the region, or the world rather, or the nation. I meant. Yeah, so right before we played that record, definitely had to get that record in. You mentioned King Michelle. You said that some court documents surfaced that she probably more than likely was lying about Memphis hitting on her. And what I have to say about that is I agree with you when you said you wouldn't be able to have a stress pill no more. I never, as far as the domestic abuse, I never really bought into it. But I really didn't investigate it enough and make about, you know, formulate an opinion on whether I thought she was or wasn't. I just didn't even, it wasn't going to deter me from, if I saw him doing business, it wasn't going to deter me from, not speaking with him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And when Rashida would speak about the situation, I kind of tend to grasp to that more, the way that she worded it. And I heard Toya in several interviews and other places, and I feel like, I think if he didn't, then I would be very disappointed in the fact that she has done that, because we have too many women out here that are pretending to be pregnant or catching, you know, trapping men into thinking it's their baby, and it's not. It's just like men are victims too, and this would be horrible. But definitely, truth always comes to light. So this is just one of those situations. Might as well do right from the jump. And I agree with you that Love and Hip Hop helped propel her career. And I like her personality as far as the show. When she's on it, she's very funny. She's comical, rather. But that is just something you don't play with, especially when it comes to domestic battered abuse. And like you said, women are really out here getting killed. You know, the dude, there's a lot of stories where men had, the football player, I guess he had killed the wife and baby mama, then shot himself. You know, it's just a lot of that. And then again, now I'm in the news, so I feel like that's just shameful, you know. And I feel like I've heard her say, though, he didn't just always abuse me physically. It was mentally and emotionally. You could be abused and not be touched, but she never said he didn't altogether. You know what I'm saying? But she did
try. Yeah, that wasn't what them storylines were strongly about,
exactly,
though. Like,
exactly.
Those storylines were strongly about physical abuse.
Physical,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And she later on down the line tried to twist it and say, well, it wasn't just always physical. You know, then she tried to lower the, you know what I'm saying, lower what type of abuse it was. Or not lower, but you know what I'm saying, she tried to change it up or whatever. And that was probably because people was like, nah, and started bringing stuff to light. So, and it's abuse.
Yeah, and also,
is her,
I think he has a lawsuit.
I think that's awesome.
On her, the show.
I think that's awesome. He should definitely get paid and more some, and for that suffering and for that demeaning of character and his family and what they've had to endure and go through on at the hands of her comments and allegations. And I also feel that, you know, if a girl comes in tripping, and I don't know if she did or not, but I feel like if a woman comes at a man tripping, swinging him, slapping him, he has the right to hold her wrist, hand, arm, whatever it is, restrain her so he can remove himself from the situation. So if that was her way of trying to put the abuse in as well about him hitting her, then I'm not saying that either, because I feel like women try to do that also. They will stir up the commotion and then try to say, oh, well, he pushed me. Well, he didn't have a choice. He was trying to get out the house. You know what I mean? Or
right,
he needed to
right,
get killed
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So don't do that. You know, don't put men in a situation where they have to actually try to push you to the side so they can move around. So, I mean, it just is what it is. I feel like it would be definitely just a shame and wrong. And I hope that everyone continues to come to light, and that always everybody's brought to justice. Everybody.
We'll follow it. We'll follow that story and see, you know, how that goes down. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, if it's truth, any truth to it, which it looks like it is true, and I think it's coming to light because of the lawsuit that is being filed by him or has already been filed by him, that they really got to check into shit now because, you know, he's not playing around with her trying to, you know, defame his character or whatever have you. But, know, she's seeming to come into question with a lot of people. Little Kim recently gave an interview on The Breakfast Club, and they brought up K. Michelle, and she basically called her a nut job. She was like, you know, this girl is going around saying that she was supposed to be my baby's godmother. Kim said, I don't even know this chick like that. I met her one time. We talk on the phone because she's a fan. I would never let K. Michelle be my child's godmother. And furthermore, I never had a discussion with her about that. So to hear her go on these interviews and to see her say, I was almost that child's godmom, I'm just sitting there like, whoa, this chick is a bag of nuts. And that's what quoted Little Kim called a bag of nuts. So I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. This lady can't be lying about some blatant shit like that. If she lying about this, she crazy as shit.
Yeah. This is, Little Kim is not, you said this lady can't be lying. I thought you were talking about Little Kim saying,
I don't think Little Kim is lying, but Michelle is out there lying about this shit. She's a nutcase for real.
Yeah, and that's what the label said. That's why they wouldn't take her, I suppose. Remember, they kept saying nobody wants to work with you. They can't work with you because of this. And so this would just pretty much, if all this comes to light, this pretty much kills her career at the end of the day. That's it. There's no more. You get a second chance. You rarely get that second chance. It's like Ariana Grande, she's got her second chance. You just don't get these chances. They might can do some movies or something, but again, who wants to work with that? You know what I mean? Who wants to deal with that? So I hope she hangs on to her reality situation that she has or whatever. But,
I heard she has her own show.
Yeah, she has her own show, as I said, her reality. Yeah, absolutely. She definitely. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to refer to. Whatever that show is that she has, I hope she hangs on to that because it doesn't sound good and look good. And I didn't know Little Kim went and gave a response back because I did hear about them going back and forth on Twitter or whatever. But, you know, she's gone too far. Yes, Kim. When Kim and Nikki go back and forth, or when Kim talks about the Nikki thing, I'm over that. But as far as anybody else, I haven't really heard Kim speak, you know, ill will. You know what I mean? She'll speak
right.
So for her to say
now,
she doesn't
start no beef. She don't be starting no beef. That's one
she
thing about Kim. She don't be jumping out the window on a chick for no reason.
Exactly. So there must be, for her to have to come and say what it is, then there's definitely some truth to that. I'm going to have to ride with Kim for sure. As it relates to that, and I'm pretty sure these days, maybe you can pull some text messages and all that, and who knows what could be said. But that's a shame that she's just doing too much at this point. But yeah, so I guess that's it. I didn't watch Love and Hip Hop since the first day it premiered, the Hollywood, and I probably won't. I'll catch up and catch in and tune in with it in a few more weeks. That may be when the season finale is. I don't know. But I'll catch in with it later. And do enjoy some of the, again, castmates on there. We talked about it. But as far as tuning in and catching it, I just don't and haven't dedicated the time to do so. So you guys let us know what you think about the show. Golden, you can keep us posted. You don't have to do the drama column. But if there's anything significant, please let me know, and I know you'll share it with us in the audience.
It's a guilty pleasure of mine. All those shows, man. I watch those shows, you know, just to stay up and you know on the know of what's
Somebody
going on. But also,
exactly.
They're entertaining to me. You know what I'm saying? So I watch them, and I've seen the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. You know. Unfortunately, one of the characters on that show, Molly Ma, FBI done raided his house already. You know, some people just need to stay in the background, man, because you know what you're into.
You don't want
to
be on the street.
You don't
want to
be on Front Street, but, you know, he put himself out there, and they already up in his crib raiding it. So, you know, we'll see how these stories go.
You know, they should have stopped while they was hot, but then it just kept going and going and going and going. And now they had got evicted because of the reunion show, how they acted, and people with the allegations of drug use and et cetera. You know, Jocelyn's video, the first thing resurfacing, going viral, like, of her doing all whatever she was doing behind the scenes. And people say, oh, this was back there years ago. Well, it doesn't matter. Like, all of that hurts the brand or the business or whatever, you know, the situation is. And people aren't down with that at the end of the day. They want it to be
for
business, and then they don't
want
to deal with it.
Right. Look, you know what's funny about it? Like we said last week, some people it helps, some people it hurts. I think Jocelyn, it helps. I don't think Jocelyn could get any bad publicity because who knew Jocelyn before Love & Hip Hop Atlanta but people that frequent strip clubs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So any video could come out of Jocelyn. It ain't her and her brand. She never had a brand before the show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm talking about the brand loving hip hop. I read that they got evicted from their home.
They were renting their house. And the people that rented it, that they were renting it from, I guess was like, you know, okay, I see what you're saying. You're on drugs, get out of my house. I was thinking it was like the show. I was like, no, anything only helps the show. Like the FBI raid helps the show. Them on coke helps the show. Because now everybody's going to see
the show
where
rating.
It goes next.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't mean the show rating. I'm talking about them, period. And I know that the castmates are like wanting to get them off or whatever, or her especially. But you know, hopefully this next season, if they join the cast again, whoever's on the cast or whatever, I'm kind of over all of that. So, but if they go back or whatever they do, I think that they'll probably bring in some type of life coach or some type of counselor or whatever to work with her. And I think that will be the new storyline for them. So we'll see what happens. But I think that's going to be her new storyline is. Her sitting down with some type of counselor or whatever. I'm sure she would agree to it too. But that's pretty much it. Yeah, I think she will. But that's it. Again, I'm very excited and I hope to be filling a warm 100 of my 100 next week, next Wednesday, when we have Jacket Edge on the line. That's going to be so dope. And hopefully we'll get everybody confused because you know, his twins and brothers, and so hopefully we can distinguish their voices because it's over the phone, and have you know, a great, productive interview and get some insight on this new album they have coming out October 27th. New album from Jagged Edge, long awaited. We got to see them perform. You and I are golden at the Social Definition.
They still
we're
got
still
it.
Hyped from that. Still
the
got
boys,
it.
Still
and
got
I'm
it.
Still
you
hyped from that
it.
Concert.
Still got it. I still watch those videos from that concert because they were real clean. What channel is that on again? What's the name of that channel where they have the, was it AXS?
It was ASX TV is I think what it is. ASX TV or AX.
We're going to have to give that to the audience next week so they could go back and experience that concert if they didn't get to experience because it was off the chain. It was off the chain.
Yeah, it definitely was a great time and I'll never forget it. I really won't. So that was a special moment. So we're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And Global 14, The Cut via Jermaine Dupri, global14.com. And you guys can find me and follow me, like Golden said earlier, at Onyx254, pretty much every social network. And shout out to Lamont, who's our tech. And
yes, sir. Same here with me, The Golden Fleece, every social network. Hit us up. Feel free. Next week, Jagged Edge, where the party at? Let's get married. So many hits, so many songs that you love, but we're going to see what they got coming up now, new shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I just saw an interview with Jermaine saying a new edition was coming out with a new album, all six of them, everybody. Music, it don't stop. People that got it in their blood, they're not going to stop, man. So hopefully after Jagged Edge, maybe when the new edition things start brewing up, we could get them, you know, a few of them on the show anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That sounds good. Well, that's what's up. We'll be back next week. Let's slide out to one of my nice records, a joint from Kirkle Bangs out of Texas featuring August Alsina with Lit. Global 14 Cup, be back next Wednesday.
Yo.
Am I wrong for wanting better? Should I just settle forever? Ooh, well, I swear it feels like this is as good as it gets. Am I wrong for wanting better? Although they tell me that I'll never get out of here.
this dope. This dope. But when I leave here, I ain't gonna have no more. God damn. Tired of front for these fake niggas. Need a diamond chain to be great, nigga. I got one, but I ain't great, nigga. What it takes?
Oh, yeah.
For the rap game to notice me.
Oh, yeah.
I topped the charts for 9 weeks, but they still ain't noticed me. I guess I gotta ride me a nigga. Guess I gotta kill me a nigga. Guess I gotta get up on a block, sell rocks to a nigga. Guess I gotta slide me a nigga. But that ain't me. I'm H-Time-Side-D-I-E, Young Kirko. You know it's me, and I'm singing like, I came down. Young nigga, when I rolled up, it came too fast, put my money up. All I did was smoke and drink, yeah. Now I'm back here, this ain't last year, and I'ma do it like this my last year. Man, I can't lie, I wanna be rich.
Don't
see
nothing wrong with wanting more. I wanna be rich. So tired of sleeping on the floor. I wanna be rich. There's so much that I want.
Being ashamed, tired of second place, tired of hiding my face. Man, I'm tired of getting no love, tired of hitting the club when I know I got work to do. How come I ain't heard from you?
God damn.
Okay, I see how you doing when a nigga got money, nigga rocking that fly shit.
Yeah.
I'm bottles in the club, everybody in the club straight singing all my shit.
Oh,
pushing that range, diamonds in the chains, everybody came when I had shit.
Uh-huh.
But when the money get low, everybody go talking that fly shit. But I came out, kinda came in, ain't the first nigga that's famous. I'm tired of these niggas, man. I've been too silent. My mama, she told me you claim it, you got it. I'm like, okay. I'ma do it for my city, I'ma be on top of okay.
I'ma
shine on these hoe ass niggas like all day.
All day.
I'ma fuck any girl I want. Drive every car you don't. Buy anything I want, man. I wanna be rich.